Hey, Ruby Ryder here. Welcome to Pegging Paradise podcast number 236 on March 8th, 2019. Changing the world, one ass at a time. If you'd like to support my efforts to deconstruct the myths and misconceptions around pegging and offer accurate information to all who seek it, head on over to Patreon and become a patron of my work. All patrons have access to podcasts a day early, as well as a 24/7 chat channel full of pegging practitioners from all over the world. Rewards for the various levels of support include written and audio erotica to excite and inspire. Go to patreon.com/rubyrider, or you can click the Become a Patron button on my website. If you prefer to avoid recurring monthly charges, you can always make a one-time donation by simply doing the math. For example, $3 a month times 12 months equals $36, and you can get the same benefits as a monthly patron. The link to make a one-time donation is just beneath the patron button on the right-hand side of my website. Another way to support my work is through EnticeMe.com, the little black dress of pleasure products. EnticeMe offers a carefully curated selection of luxury, body-safe, non-toxic toys for your enjoyment and pleasure. Go to EnticeMe.com, #RubyRider, and for 15% off of your entire purchase, use the coupon code RIDER, that's R-Y-D-E-R. If you'd like assistance figuring out which pegging equipment is the best choice for you, I offer free equipment phone consultations for customers of EnticeMe. You'll be supporting my efforts to change hearts and minds about pegging. We are going to start off this podcast with a pegging celebration time. The subject line on this is, "The journey is more important than the destination." I am a 36-year-old man who was extremely fortunate to have found the love of my life when I was 14. It took me 2 years to convince her to date me. It took an additional almost year before we had PIV sex. I am a patient person. We are each other's firsts for everything. I think that is kind of rare anymore. Not certain if it's the best way to live life, but it is what we have chosen for ourselves, and we're pleased with the direction of our journey thus far. When I was about 8, I discovered masturbation. By 13, I discovered it felt nice to rub my butthole during masturbation. I was very afraid this made me at least somewhat homosexual. At that time, there was no internet, and growing up in the South, there was really no education about sex. My mom, the amazing single parent she was, never mentioned sex to me until I was more than 18. Needless to say, I was on my own. I wasn't attracted to other boys at all, but man oh man did I get heated up around girls. I knew I wasn't gay, not that being homosexual is a bad thing. In the early 90s, though, it was. As I said, I fell for a girl at 14. She was my best friend, still is, and I felt that I would want to spend my life with her. It took lots of doing, but I finally convinced her that we would be good together. We still have an amazing relationship. Neither one of us wanted to wait till marriage, but we wanted the timing to be right. It wasn't, but it was great. From that first time, I was addicted to this woman. Fast forward about a decade. I discovered on the internet that some men enjoy rim jobs and even a finger in the ass, and by a woman. I was excited and wanted to share my excitement. My wonderful wife was a little less than embracing. She did indulge me in an occasional rim job a few times a year. I once asked her to use a dildo on me. It creeped her out a bit. Anal play stopped for a long while. About 8 years later, I brought up the idea again. I had done some self-exploration and knew I enjoyed anal quite a bit. It was about this time in life we watched an episode of Weeds, where someone strapped on a dildo and it was suggested she fucked her boyfriend. Again, I was excited. This is just what I wanted. One night, when we had a slight buzz, I again asked my wife to use a dildo on me. It felt amazing, and I had a huge orgasm. It was a little messy, and that was a big turnoff. Another 2 years passed by with only the occasional rim job. I finally approached her with the idea of a strap-on. She was not open to it at all. I asked why, and she said she felt it was just unnatural. A year after that, I found Reddit and found a couple of pegging subs. I kept seeing Ruby Ryder's name pop up and the infamous podcast number 112. I listened to it alone. That very day, I emailed it to my wife. I waited and waited and waited more. Nothing. Finally, about 3 weeks later, I asked if she had listened to it. She said she had. I asked if we could talk about it. We did. For weeks. She finally agreed we should try it, and we ordered a Sport Sheets Diva harness. I was so excited I couldn't stand it. We tried it twice. I had amazing orgasms. She felt disconnected and like she was wearing camping gear. We put it aside for a while. From then until a week ago, we had almost no pegging, perhaps two more times the rest of 2018. I have pestered my beautiful wife to death about more sex, more kinky sex, and more pegging. I wrote a post Ruby read on her podcast late November, I believe. She gave wonderful suggestions. My wife and I listened together. We talked more. We had some heated talks. We had some sweet ones. Point is, we talked a lot and made tons of progress. For Christmas, I bought us The Sex-Starved Marriage by Michelle Wiener Davis. I was blown away by how pointed every page was to our situation. We didn't have a dead bedroom, but it wasn't the healthiest. She has also read the book. We have both become much more understanding, more giving, and much better lovers. We decided we needed a bit better gear and ordered a tomboy harness. Last Saturday, February 9th, 2019, my wife had a Saturday off and signed up for a webinar. I got a text at work and was asked if I would like to experiment that evening. I knew what that meant, and I almost couldn't contain myself. I wanted to run around work screaming, "I'm going to get my ass fucked." I didn't. I came home, cleaned up, and laid down on the bed to relax. My wife was dressed in super sexy lingerie and had the new harness on. We took it off so I could eat her pussy and did some PIV. I wanted her to have an orgasm before she pleased me. She toyed with my ass for a bit and commenced to giving me the fucking I had desired for ages. She was amazing. It was like she had done this for years. I ended up having 4 internal orgasms and 1 huge cum shot at the end. I was wasted. She then said, "We will have to try more tomorrow," with a huge grin. I used her fave dildo on her and gave her another good orgasm. The next day, we were off all day. We decided to enjoy each other all day before lovemaking. She started me off with a nice rim job, then used a glass wand on me to loosen me up a bit. She then slid on the tomboy harness with the Vicskin Peacemaker inserted into her pussy and a bullet vibe on her clit. She fucked me so good. We did about 4 different positions. She had a huge orgasm while fucking me from behind. It was amazing to feel her orgasm while pounding the hell out of my ass. She fucks better than any porn star I've seen. At least it feels this way. I came in missionary, and then we relaxed a while. We finished the evening off with some more PIV and with some spankings from a small paddle and whip, something else we've gotten into in the last month or so. So, in conclusion, my sex life has skyrocketed in the last 2 months, and I am about the happiest person I know. We are also both getting healthier and sexier. Our journey is headed in the right direction, and we are headed there together. I highly recommend Pure for Men, also highly recommend any of the Vicskin products. I'm just so fucking happy to have come across the education of the amazing Ruby, and I'm so happy to have such an amazing wife. Lots of love to you, Ruby, and it's signed, Anally Elated. I like that one, Anally Elated. That is a long story. You are patient, sir. You really are. Wow. And that you are each other's first is, of course, charming and amazing and, yes, incredibly rare these days. The communication is what it really sounds like kept this all going. You just kept talking about it. And, you know, there's a whole thing on the internet about every time somebody asks for advice, you can just put the word communicate in there. And it's almost true, you know, but in this case, it absolutely was. And yes, the communication is not always easy. Definitely, sometimes there are heated arguments and crosswords and things, but the whole point is you keep talking about it. So I'm glad to have even been a small part of that, and that podcast number 112 once again made an appearance. Although, see, it's not a magic bullet, you guys, all everybody else listening here. And this woman, it took her a while. It definitely took her a while. And then she got on board, but I would definitely like to give some credit also to my webinar. She attended the webinar, and then that night was like, hey. So yes, I'm thrilled for you. Congratulations to you too. And I'm especially glad to hear you are just so fucking happy. I bet the two of you are, and you're having all kinds of fun. And, you know, I wanted to comment as well about how your wife said, you know, I feel like I have camping gear on. There are some harnesses out there that are cheaper than the ones that I recommend all the time. And one of them is the Sport Sheets harness. And yeah, it can feel like you have camping gear on because you've got nylon webbing straps and things like that. So what a great idea to get a different kind of a harness that just basically is more her style. More comfort, because those spare parts harnesses, every single one of them is incredibly comfortable. And more like a pair of panties, kind of. So yay. This goes to show you as well that sometimes the first equipment that you choose, well, that's a reasonable choice that you did. It's not a really awful choice like the $10 ones on Amazon. It still wasn't quite right for her. So again, this is why you pick things out together. But even when you pick things out together, sometimes you don't really know what it's going to be like until you use it. And then when you use it, you think, oh, I'd rather have something more like this. So yeah, there you go. But the tomboy harness, that's a cute one. So have fun with that peacemaker, you guys. Thanks for the story. And again, congratulations. Here's my next very short message. The subject is vibrating dildo or not. My wife and I are thinking about trying pegging, and I want to know, would a vibrating dildo be better than a non-vibrating one? And this is signed Matt. So Matt, it really, really depends. If your wife enjoys clitoral stimulation and enjoys clitoral vibrations, then yeah, it might be kind of cool to get one that vibrates. But if she is more of like an intercourse type of G-spot responsive woman, then a vibe dildo might be eh in her world. I'm not sure if you've asked her about this because your message was so short that you didn't really give me a lot of information. But I would suggest asking her if this is something that she wants. I would also suggest, if you haven't already considered it, take my pegging webinar. They're free. And just learn a bunch of stuff. And the advanced one is any day now is going to come out. And that will have all kinds of information about equipment. But if you're thinking about trying pegging, those are your words. That means you haven't done it yet. The best thing you can do is get all the education that you can take in before you do the pegging. Just so you kind of know your way around. I can give you all kinds of information, hints, techniques, that sort of stuff. So if you go to my website, peggingparadise.com, you will find a link on the right-hand side that says upcoming webinars. Just click that and it'll have all the dates that are scheduled for the future. There you go. Thanks for the letter. This next letter is written by the guy who wrote in two or three podcasts ago. And he had mentioned about how he really regretted that he should have gotten pegged back in 2012. So he wrote back to give us a little more information. Because when I was responding to his letter, I said, I'm really wondering why you emphasize that so much about how you should have done it in 2012. I listened to your program twice today, wondering if and how I should share that podcast with my wife. And I wanted to tell you how I heard about pegging and why I should have gotten pegged during 2012. I was living with my girlfriend in a big house. We made love each day when I came back from work. It was our double penetration period, and we used to do this with a dildo. Afternoon after afternoon, day after day, joint after joint, I've taken her by all her parts. taking care of every exciting possibility that the house gave us. Then, after a dual penetration on the bed, my girlfriend did double blowjobs, then pushed the dildo in my ass. At this moment, I was confused in my life. That brought me the doubt, and because of the fact that pegging is really an emotional sexual activity, I had to decline when she asked me to bring back a strap-on for that night. Crazy I was that I refused. And now I get pegged very well, sincerely. I'm served by a black queen, so I love it each time I get fucked, but I just get it once a year, during wedding birthday. A little bit too much kinky, I suppose. It's short, but very intense. But now, I dream of my wife taking me on the sofa when she comes back home late. I wish so intensely to get taken in the bed by surprise, and, more often, I hope seeing her wear the strap-on when I come back home. It's hard sometimes, but it makes me meditate more on what the essence of pegging is. However, if you have any advice on how to get pegged more often, I would like to hear it. So, yes, I do have some advice for you. First of all, like I tell everybody, make sure your side of the street is clean. And by that I mean make sure you are being the very best husband you can possibly be to your wife. Help out. Take care of her. Try and do everything you can to make her happy. And I don't just mean give her great sex in bed. I mean be a really good guy until she's so blown away that you're the really good guy, that she is more motivated to do whatever it is that you are wanting. Next, I would suggest that she listen to podcast number 112. I know you guys have been doing the pegging for a while, but it sounds as if you haven't really talked about it a lot. That's a guess on my part, and I could be wrong, but if that's the case, then there could be still all kinds of fears and misconceptions in her mind that 112 would really help her get past. This is why I suggest it. So yes, I would like you to listen to podcast number 112 first, and then if you think that it's a good thing for your wife, have her listen to it as well. Or you could listen to it together, because I bring up so many things. And see, part of the reason why she might not want to do it more than once a year is maybe just because it's not her thing, she hates it, whatever, for whatever her reasons are. But it could also be that she has some fears and misconceptions that once given accurate information and those fears are calmed, or then, you know, I give her information to help that go away, that she's totally down for it. So if it's that, why not make an effort at addressing any potential fears and misconceptions that she might have? So if you want to, after you listen to it, if you decide you want her to listen to it, you could sit down and listen to it together. I think that is a really cool couple thing to do if she's open to that. So that would be another suggestion that I have. And one more suggestion would be you don't mention anything about what kind of equipment that you have. But equipment can be something to entice her, if you will. There are some stunningly beautiful feminine harnesses out there, like, for example, the Spare Parts Sasha is one of my favorite, and also the Aslan Leather Minx. Those two harnesses are so freaking sexy that it might sort of lure her into wanting to put it on and look sexy. In addition to just the harness, it can be like a whole set of lingerie that you buy her that she wears when she does the pegging. What else might help her to want to peg you more often? If there is something in your life, like regular, let's say, for example, you hate doing the dishes, and so she's taken over the job of doing the dishes because you hate it. You could not only, in the spirit of keeping your side of the street clean, but you could take over that job and verbally, specifically talk with her about it and say, look, I am willing to do all the dishes if you would be willing to fuck me like once a month or something. See what I mean? You can make a trade. I don't think that trades are necessarily a bad thing. I do think it is a bad thing if she just really hates it and so she doesn't want to do it more often. but if she's just sort of medium about it, or it has to do with her fears and misconceptions, then there's some wiggle room there, and I don't see anything wrong with making deals. Another way to look at it is if there's something that she absolutely loves sexually, that is maybe a lot of effort for you, or you don't do very often with her. See what I mean? See where I'm going here? You could do that much more often if in exchange she might fuck you more often. And I do really think that having a schedule, if you get to the point where she's like, well, okay, I think I might want to do this a little bit more often, I do think that a schedule would be a great idea for you too. Because then there is the day that you have to look forward to it. So you don't have to do the, oh, I hope she's going to fuck me tonight. And that sort of putting yourself in a vulnerable position where you are asking for it and really, really hoping not to be rejected. So you would have it scheduled so you know to clean out, have all the gear ready and all that kind of stuff, make it easy for her. And she knows that it's upcoming too, so that all those other times that you get in bed, it's not a, oh, he's going to want me to fuck him again. Because she has enough backup on this already if she only wants to do it once a year. On your wedding birthday, yes, we call that anniversary. And you did really well with your English. I know that English is your second language, but you did a great job in that letter. One more suggestion that I'm splicing in here at the end while I'm editing this is that she may be more inclined to do it more often if she could get a lot of pleasure out of it. Does your equipment have any kind of a vibe in it for clitoral stimulation for her? You could consider getting one of the Fuse singles, like the Fuse Harmony or the Fuse Alpha, depending on what size of toy you enjoy. Those have inserts for a vibe, and they're the very best ones for clitoral stimulation. And the vibe, the best one to put in there is the Wee Vibe Tango. I'll put a link to all of those in the Linkorama as well. But yeah, it might be something as simple as, well, you know, if I got something out of it at the same time, you know, I might be more inclined to fuck you more often. Who knows? All of these are things to potentially explore. You know, there's also the possibility that she just doesn't like it and she's never going to do it more than once a year. Doesn't like doing it any more than the once a year, and that's all you're ever going to get. So if that's it, after you've talked about the fears, the misconceptions, why she doesn't want to do it more than once a year, all of those things, offered trades. And you know, when I say trades, maybe it's a good idea to let her choose the trade, to sit down with her, hold both of her hands, look right in her eyes, and open up your heart and say, I love this. I love receiving it from you and only you. It makes me feel emotional. It allows me to feel vulnerable, which I don't get to do as a man very often. I really want to do that with you. So you tell me, what will it take for you to do this more often? What can I do for you that will be enough to where you will fuck me more often? That's a sample script for you. But yes, there is a possibility that you're just not going to get there and you're just going to have to deal. But it sounds like you've already kind of resigned yourself to that because all you get it is on your anniversary. A large part of this is communication, definitely. So hopefully some of this advice will help you out. The links to those things like the harnesses that I mentioned, to podcast number 112, are all going to be in the Linkorama. And good luck to you, sir. Thanks for the letter. Here's the next one. The subject on this one is cut off from this site. So my girlfriend thinks this site is just porn. I'm not allowed to watch porn anymore. She's totally into pegging, but I can't seem to get her to understand this is my safe place of people who get it. It makes me not feel alone with what I like sexually. She believes this is going outside of the relationship to get my needs fulfilled. She's very insecure, but it's my reality. Help? Okay, so I'm going to vent a little bit about people who think that their partner should be able to fulfill every single need that they have. This drives me nuts. It totally does, because we're people, and the chances that two people are going to match perfectly and be able to fulfill every single need of each other is ludicrous. It just doesn't happen, right? So that's my first little venting thing. Now, let's talk about the not allowed to watch porn anymore. So, okay, some guys decide not to watch porn because it's an issue in their lives. They have taken a lot of time away from other things they should probably be spending it on, watching porn, jerking off, and it's negatively affecting their life, okay? I do think that there is some validity in not watching as much porn if what happens when you don't watch as much porn is that you pay more attention to the things in your life that you should be paying attention to. And I use that word should very carefully because I really don't like people to should me. On the other hand, if you're not paying enough attention to your girlfriend and instead you're watching porn and jerking off, that's not good. If you're not paying attention to the things you need to in your life and your work and your home, and instead you're watching porn and jerking off, that's not good either. So more it's a matter of self-control. So porn and jerking off can be placed in a category of what can be called temporary gratification. What does that mean? Well, let's say, for example, that I have a lot of grief because my cat died, okay? But I don't want to think about that grief, and I don't really want to feel the grief either because it's really unpleasant to be really sad. So I default to temporary gratification behaviors to kind of numb myself out, to get temporary pleasure, and to forget about the fact that my cat died, okay? There's all kinds of things that can be placed into the category of temporary gratification. There's porn and jerking off, there's eating, there's smoking, there's drinking, there's gambling, there's working, there's spending money. See what I mean? So if you think that the reason that you are watching porn and jerking off has perhaps something underneath it, be that grief or anger or any other emotion you might not want to feel, and that's causing you to spend way too much time doing that, and the time you spend doing that causes you to seriously neglect other important things in your life, which we've already talked about, then you need to go see a counselor and dig deep in there and find out what's going on and take a look inside yourself. So that is a possibility as well. Now, that is my opinion on all of this, and I don't think porn addiction and sex addiction are real diagnoses. I think it's more a matter of dealing with underlying issues that cause you to go off and do the immediate gratification porn jerk-off type of cycle. But I'm not a therapist, okay? Now, let's talk about how all of this works with the girlfriend. You're not allowed to watch porn anymore. I think that's somewhat unrealistic of her to say you can't watch porn anymore and that she has to be able to fulfill all your needs. And I think it's important that, well, you know, this is not my relationship, but if it were me and I thought about never ever watching porn for the rest of my life, if I had plans to be with this woman for a while, then I would put my foot down and say, no, if you don't think that I am giving you enough attention, or if you don't think that I care about you enough, then let's talk about those things and how to resolve those things. Because porn is not the issue here. Pretty much every guy alive watches porn, and it's okay. And there's a whole bunch of women out there that get all freaked about it and get all jealous for a whole variety of reasons, even if it's something as simple as the women you watch in porn have bodies like she doesn't have, because porn is fucking unrealistic. It's kabuki sex, okay? It's a show. Of course they have amazing bodies. It's crazy to compare yourself to anybody in a porn movie because it's all a show. So I would be tempted to put my foot down and say, nope, I love you and I want to be with you, but this is something that I do once in a while and I need to have my own personal freedoms, because otherwise you're in a situation where you're kind of being codependent for her insecurity. You know, maybe you could have a conversation with her and say, okay, let's talk about any of the ways that you can imagine that I can help you feel more okay with what we share together and help you to feel secure in that you are the one I want, you are the one I want to be with, you are the one I want to fuck, and all the things that you might have some fears about. How can I help you feel more that way? And, you know, not watching porn, now that's off the table. That is off the table. So it's hard for me to give you advice that allows her to put into place you can't watch porn anymore, because I'm really opposed to that. So, okay, leaving that aside, I think I've expressed myself there. If you sat her down and showed her Pornhub and then took her to my website and showed her my website and the forum, perhaps she could see the difference. Perhaps she would understand. But I do think that you need to sit down and very openly and honestly talk with her about how much you appreciate her pegging you, that you're fucking in love with getting fucked and she's awesome, babe, for doing it, and whatever you want to say. And then say, part of the reason that I'm so grateful to you for doing this is not just because I enjoy it so fucking much. It's because it's hard for me to feel okay with it, because there's so many misunderstandings and it's taboo and people think you're gay and all this stupid stuff. So I still have some insecurities about it. So it's really awesome when I can be with a bunch of people and talk with them about the pegging thing, because we're all there and there's no judgment. And like you said in your letter to me, it's my safe place. So perhaps in expressing to her very vividly and detailed and in a vulnerable way how much this means to you, because you need that safe space, because you have insecurities about liking pegging somewhere deep down in you, and how good it feels to be around people who think the same way and don't judge. Perhaps she'll be able to see a little bit into herself about the insecurities that she might have about you watching porn. But again, for her to just write it off as you going outside of the relationship to get your needs fulfilled, people need connections. And it's really common in the world for people who like the same things and are potentially struggling with the same things to group together. This is why we have things like Alcoholics Anonymous and support groups of every shape and size and type. You can go on the internet to Reddit, Straight Pegging. That group is discussion only. There are no photos allowed, as far as I can recall. And it's just discussion, people who like pegging. I don't recall seeing any photos in that group. I'm pretty sure about that. So that would be really hard for her to label as porn. Another place that you can go is the forum over at aneros.com. Aneros is that solo prostate massage device. And there's a whole forum of men there encouraging each other about the whole pegging thing. So that's another choice of where to go that has absolutely no porn on it. So those might help. But really, I think to get vulnerable and open and show her how much this means to you, perhaps you've already tried to do that and tried to talk with her. But that's really the only thing I can think of. I do object to the way she's putting her insecurities on you and trying to restrict your activity. That is not a formula for success. It really isn't. But hopefully some of this will help. I will put the link to Straight Pegging on Reddit, as well as the forum on Aneros, in the Linkorama. And also, one more thing you might want to consider is becoming a patron, because there's a Discord channel where we all do a chat. And that's like a 24/7 chat channel that I keep talking about at the beginning of the podcast. Buck a month, man, and you are in the chat channel. One more place that's available for chat is I have a MeWe group. That is a social platform that has sprung up as a potential Facebook replacement and also definitely a Tumblr replacement amidst all of this censorship. So my rule on my Pegging Paradise group that has the group chat is that you can put pictures of equipment, but no people can be in them. So I will put a link to the MeWe discussion pegging group as well. Alrighty, there's a bunch of options for you. Good luck to you, sir. And yay for you that she's totally into pegging. Wow. Okay, here is my next letter. This one made me laugh just because of the way it's written. Check this out. I am in big trouble in a good way. I found someone who is experienced in pegging, who gets turned on by the experience of fucking a man. She is of Asian descent and casually brought it up during a massage, which includes happy endings. And then this is all in caps. I can't stop thinking about the two experiences I've had in the last 2 months. I'm also anxiously waiting on my third encounter. I'm afraid that it will never happen, because she could end up moving back to her home country. Well, the joy of my life happened for the first time in the month of December 2018. I've waited my whole life to be pegged properly. My whole body shook while she just kept repeating, "Oh my God." The session lasted an hour of pegging and 1 hour of a full body massage. During the happy ending session, while she was stroking me, I was rubbing her ass, building to an explosion. She casually asked if I liked to fuck a woman in the ass. I replied yes, and she said that she liked to fuck a man the same way. And the rest is history. It's so awesome to get stories from guys who have gone to sex workers. It's totally awesome. I so support this. And gentlemen, see, this is a possible happy ending, really happy ending. Good for you for supporting sex workers. Please do be careful when you go into salons that it's not a sex trafficking situation. That is more common in the salons and the places where they give happy ending massages, but she sounds like she's into it, so I don't have a whole lot of fears there. I just wanted to put that out there for my listeners. Congratulations to you. I am happy that you found someone who is so totally into it, because enthusiasm makes all the difference in the world. Oh my gosh. I mean, I read a thread one time where a woman asked, how do you give the best blowjob ever? You know, what do you need to do, or what quality do you need to have? That kind of thing. And without fail, the vast majority of answers to that question was have enthusiasm. It's like if you're enthusiastic, you can almost not give a bad blowjob. Well, it's almost the same thing with pegging. I mean, you could screw it up by, you know, going too fast and hurting the guy, but enthusiasm counts for so much. Oh my gosh. Congratulations. Thanks for writing in with this story. And now we have another pegging celebration time. The subject line here is, I cannot believe my fantasy came true. And I want you all to settle in, because this is a long letter. Hi, Ruby. After listening to episode 228, I had to finally write you. I apologize in advance for how long this story is, but I wanted to share it all. I'm a 32-year-old woman who has nearly forever dreamt of experiencing pegging, and now it has come true. My boyfriend, who is 34, and I have been listening to your podcast for about 3 months now, switching between listening to the most current episodes and catching up on the past ones. He found your podcast after we had a very intimate and revealing conversation about a long-standing desire that both were hiding, to have an intimate, loving partner to experience pegging with. We've been together a little over 2 years and have always been able to share anything with each other. We both approach new ideas with openness, acceptance, and a willingness to try something new in and out of the bedroom. As Dan Savage would say, we are both very GGG. So, how this came about? Several months ago, I told him I really wanted to lick his ass and play with it. This was a big step for me to be out with. My ex-husband shamed me the one time I hinted at the desire to touch his ass, so I assumed most men generally do not want ass play. Because of my boyfriend's past experiences exploring his ass with toys, men, and a bad pegging experience with his ex-wife, he knew he liked prostate stimulation, but none of those experiences. I always took that as he wouldn't want that again. It was the tried it, didn't like it stance. And I respected that. I reassured him I would never ask for it and just kept my secret, although I knew he had secretly used a few of my toys already, so might be open to it. I had to ask. With how open we are with each other, he had to know how much more I wanted to play. So I took the chance and told him. Well, he was more than thrilled at the thought of me licking his ass, and a few days later, I did. He said it was the best ass licking he'd ever received. I took my time and edged him for almost an hour before he had an explosive orgasm and came. Oh, the sounds he made were amazing to hear, and the thrill that I did that to him was ecstasy. I smiled just thinking about it. Afterwards, we cuddled and talked and shared the emotions and thoughts of the whole experience. He shared how often he plays with his ass when getting off, and that he'd like for me to help with that too, but thought I never would. He was surprised at how much he loved me grabbing and spreading his ass open. It really was so fucking hot. Conversation led into other untold desires we may still have, and how willing we both are to try them. Talked about spanking more, as I have discovered with him that I enjoy a good spanking now and then. When I finally went to clean up, he from our room said he still has one desire he'd have to get a pass from me on to fulfill an experience once in life. I asked what that was, as I washed my face, bent over in the sink, laugh out loud, and he said, to be fucked by a trans woman. He continued to explain that he knows he doesn't like men and absolutely loves tits and everything about a woman, but would love to experience the intense sensations of a dick in his ass while looking up at some delicious breast swinging, or feeling them pressed against his back. That he'd love to have me fuck him, but knows that I would never do that, per my previous statements assuring him I never would. As he explained all this and described the type of trans woman he'd like to find, all I could think of in the other room was, this is your chance. Say something. I want to gently kiss your neck as my cock slides into you. I want to make love to you in the gentle, tender ways you make love to me. I want to hear you moan with pleasure and watch your cum stream out of you. I want to give you multiple amazing orgasms. My head was swirling with so many thoughts of doubt, rejection, humiliation, excitement at the chance to finally live this fantasy, incredibly turned on by everything he was saying to me. I listened to him, took a deep breath, leaned around the corner, still naked, mind you, and asked, "What about me? Could I fuck you?" He was in shock, said nothing for a moment, then the biggest grin came across his face. He couldn't believe I asked, couldn't believe I wanted to, said it was too good to be true. He pulled me to the bed with him, and we shared more of just what this fantasy was to each of us. I told him how I've wanted to experience pegging almost all my sexually active life, how I've wanted to bring it up so many times, but didn't think he'd want that again in his life. We discussed the range of dominating roles often played out in porn with pegging, and how we feel about it. What we each really want to experience. Turns out we want the same thing almost exactly. He already knows that I get off on giving him pleasure. I love to make him orgasm. I can edge him for long periods of time, intensifying his orgasm using just my mouth and hands. It is a beautiful art to me, and I love it. Nothing gets me hotter than hearing him moan, and I'm always left dripping wet. We excitedly started planning for when this could happen. He told me which of my toys he liked best, and the next day he found your podcast. I really enjoy your show, and like the lady in your last episode that loves hearing the men orgasm, I do too. A few weeks went by. He got some good tonguing, and we had an opportunity to have some alone time. Night one, we started by me playing with his ass using my fingers. Thank you for the tip about cotton balls in the gloves if you have fingernails. I had never milked a prostate before, and by the time I thought my arm or hand was going to fall off from strained exhaustion, he came. Victory, he came. Not quite how he or I envisioned, but we experienced that, laugh out loud. We both laughed, and I certainly learned how hard it can be for a man sometimes, trying to please a woman. Holy cow. The next night, I took my time again, loosening him up with my fingers, then slowly slipped the pool boy into him. We've learned from your podcast that this is not the best made toy, but it's what we had, and always use condoms to keep it clean and last longer. It is soft and pliable, not stiff and ridged. We still did not have a harness at this point, so using my hands, I slowly fucked him until he was comfortable and began begging me to go faster and deeper. Before I knew it, I was standing at the edge of the bed with his legs back, thrusting into him. He came within 10 minutes. It was so fucking hot and intense. We cuddled and talked and basked in the ecstasy of the moment. I could not wait to get a harness and really fuck him. Another month or so went by. I found a harness at the local toy store, but it is not a comfortable fit. He was very excited for me to come home and try it on, but back in the box it went for another month. We didn't have time to enjoy it yet. During that month, I tried it on several more times just to get comfortable with it and be more sure of myself. I accepted what I didn't like about my bigger size wearing a strap-on, but also accepted that he loves every inch of me. His growing excitement every time he saw me wear it really helped my confidence in feeling sexy. Fast forward to 3 weeks ago, and we realized we were going to be kid-free for 5 entire days, the day before it began. This is rare since we have 4 kids of our own with alternating odd parenting schedules, along with being guardians to 2 others. Needless to say, we jumped at the idea of finally having the chance to put that harness to use. The weekend started with one household mishap after another, followed by cars breaking down, so every plan was put on the back burner. Then on day 4, I had just stepped out of the shower and decided to slip into my harness. My intent was to tease him with it and let him know it's still on my mind. I put on a short dress that he absolutely loves me wearing and walked out to the kitchen. We chatted about the day's agenda as I washed dishes. He hadn't noticed my cock peeking out yet. It was honestly exhilarating to walk around waiting to surprise him. At some point, I turned to put a pot away. He smiled and asked, "Oh, what is that?" with a cheeky grin. I faced him and said something along the lines of, "What you've been waiting for?" slightly lifting my skirt. He couldn't have been smiling any bigger. We dropped what we were doing right there and ran to the bedroom. He jumped in a shower quick, I got the bed ready, and waited. It was so exciting. When he was ready, I sucked his cock and licked his ass a little, getting him nice and hard. Then as I finally put my cock to his ass, the phone rang. Our car was ready to be picked up from the mechanics. Another delay. We chuckled at our luck and debated if I should just put my boots on and tuck it, but decided my cock was too springy to pull that off in that dress. Laugh out loud. A slight delay, though. He dropped me off, and when I arrived back home, he was ready and waiting this time. No more distraction, no more delays. I again teased his ass and edged him before slowly pushing myself into him, nice and easy, and following his commands for comfort. Then he grabbed my hips and pulled me fully into him. I apparently was going too slow in meeting his demands for deeper. He rocked his ass on my cock for a few seconds before pulling me down to him and kissing me deeply as I thrust into him. It was incredible. The kissing, him sucking my tits, his legs in the air, balls in my hands, watching myself thrust into him, and oh my God, the sounds he made. I could come just from the sounds of him moaning. I love it. Every dirty, fun, exhilarating, loving, gentle moment of it. We switched positions a few times over the next 45 minutes, and he says it was all fantastic. Number 1, top sexual experience of his life. He had multiple orgasms and came twice. I even came with a few positions and the dildo pressing just right on my clit. It was all amazing and so fucking good. We look forward to more pegging in our future, and we've had even more fun teasing and flirting subtly around the house. I still cannot believe my deepest fantasy has come true. I so love this man. Thank you so much for your podcast and everything you do. You have our full permission to share this story. I'm proud of our story and cannot wait to have more to write about. Wow. Thank you so much for that story. That's incredible. And so many delays. Oh my gosh. And then the phone rings. See, I didn't expect that. I was like, okay, they're going to get to it this time. Because when I read these letters, I don't necessarily read them all the way through. I scan them and I think, yeah, I'll do that on the podcast, right? So I didn't know what was coming when I read it. And it's like, and the phone rang. Oh my gosh. I have to say, the communication that you shared that led you both to think the other didn't want to do it was really interesting. It's good for people to hear this. I'm so glad you wrote the story out and told that part of it. Because it's good for people to hear how easily this can happen. I like to hear things and then get curious and ask questions. For example, perhaps if he had said, "I know I don't like men, I had a bad experience trying pegging with my ex-wife," and then perhaps I would say, Well, does that mean that you don't like anything to do with your ass? Or that you do, but it just has to be done a certain way? See what I mean about getting curious? So sometimes to make assumptions is not necessarily a good thing. To name it helps a lot. What do I mean by that? Well, okay, that exact conversation. I tried it with men, didn't like it with them, then had a bad pegging experience with my ex-wife. And then he stops. You could say, okay, so I'm thinking that you don't ever want to try this. Is that correct? Or am I wrong here? Do you want to do the pegging or do you want to play with your ass? Because I'm a little confused. Tell me what this means. Because he didn't say, so that means I never, ever want to do this again. So the finesse of having these communications, see, it can get a little complicated. I'm so glad you guys found your way through it to the other side and to happy, ecstatic, orgasm-filled pegging. Moan-filled pegging, that's my favorite too. I love it when the man I'm fucking makes so many noises and moans and things. It's just such a turn-on. It's amazing. Congratulations, you two. I am especially happy for you that you got to do the biggest fantasy of your life. I will never forget the first time I fucked a guy. It was amazing. So yes, I know how that feels, and to have it be the love of your life, even better. I wish you many five-day periods where you don't have the kids in your future filled with tons of pegging. And buy some good toys, you guys. Thanks for the letter. Here's my next one. Subject is, pegging wife is very reluctant. About 3 years ago, my wife and I brought up what would help spice up our sex life. My wife brought up having sex in more public places. At first, I admit, I was a little scared, not because of the act, but with laws of being a sex offender. But we have tried twice now, once in a parked car, secluded. The second time was on a balcony on the lake. I brought up that night that role play slash dominatrix sex slave with pegging involved. She wouldn't talk about that night for 6 months. She then asked if I was bi or gay because I want to be pegged. I then let her listen to two of your podcasts. She was embarrassed. We didn't talk about it again for a year and a half. Then on my birthday, she played role play and a little dominatrix. Pegging wasn't even brought up. I was into it, but pegging was missing. I asked about it a couple days later, and she said maybe in a while. We have tried dildo, and while I masturbate, while she's watching. After that day, she said my birthday she would try it, but it went by with nothing. I don't want to push her, but it is either within next year or she probably never will. My wife asked me what I wanted for my birthday as a belated gift. I said a strap-on. She said, what if you don't like it? What if we try it and I can't do it? I told her, I don't care. My real question is this. What is the best start? I want all equipment that would work for her, too. She's short, 5 foot. She's size 13 or 14. We looked the other day, and Jacques might be the best harness she would like, but she is thinking pocketbook, not comfort. I thought the Minx looked sexier. I also want a double dildo with a vibe so she can get off or come close to it and lube. I just want it to work. It may not, but trying is the highest priority. I know this is not your area. Any thoughts on her dreams to put both of our dreams together? Thanks for any help you give in this pegging adventure. Okay, that was difficult to read because there's a lot of missing punctuation, but I did the best I could and I'm pretty sure I heard you real clear. So, I would suggest starting really, really slow. But the very first thing that you two need to be able to do is to talk about things. The communication needs to improve. If you're going to try out pegging, you need to be able to communicate more about sexy things. So, I would advise what I heard a therapist advise a couple to do. Have sex and then write down on a piece of paper one thing you liked about that sex and one thing that you didn't like about that sex. Exchange papers and then use those as talking points to have a conversation. Eventually, you'll graduate to the point where you don't need to write it down. You'll just be able to talk to each other about it. And this is a really important part of having good sex, is afterwards to say something you really liked about it and maybe something that didn't work so well. And it's not some huge crisis, awful thing if something didn't go well. This is all discovery. And this is really, really important discovery. And this is the only way that you will know each other better, know what sex you like better, and begin to know each other deeper in a sexual manner, is to exchange those things. If it's uncomfortable right afterwards and you want to snuggle up and sleep, then maybe save the pieces of paper until the next morning or the next day or the next night or whatever. But you get my point. It's really important to keep the communication going. And what better way to grow closer together than to share in this manner? I think it's a beautiful thing. I call it debriefing, but that's so freaking unromantic. And I don't take credit for the writing the thing on a piece of paper. That came from a therapist a few podcasts back when I suggested that a couple go to a therapist, and that's one of the things the therapist suggested. That gets you talking about sex. That gets you used to having a conversation. You do this every single time you have sex. You guys need to talk more about it. If this is something where she listens to one of my podcasts and then doesn't talk to you for 3 months, yeah, you need more communication. You definitely need to have more and better communication about sex. So that is one way to practice it. Because if you want to do this pegging thing, it would be best if you had really good communication around sexy stuff so that she would feel more comfortable talking about it. One of the things it sounds to me like is that she's embarrassed talking about it, which is really, really common. And that she maybe has some shame around talking about sexy things. It's common for just about everybody, or at least a lot of people, because they were raised to never talk about stuff like that, that it was dirty, it was taboo, you know, you name it, all these different reasons why people don't talk about sex. But then, you know, is this magic thing supposed to happen when a couple gets together and all of a sudden you don't have any shame or embarrassment and you can say anything you want to your partner? It's difficult sometimes to get past that conditioning that this is something you just kind of don't talk about. To have the best sex, you really do need to talk about it. And that's not just having the best pegging. It behooves her to learn how to talk about sex with you, because then she can feel more free to express what she wants. If you want the pegging thing, awesome. Maybe there's something awesome that she wants too. But she's never really found the courage to be able to talk about it because she's not comfortable talking about sex. See what I mean? Okay, so that's the first thing. You don't say what podcasts that you let her listen to, but if by chance one of them was not number 112, she really, really needs to listen to podcast number 112. It's quite possible because you said you had her listen to two of my podcasts. It could have been just two random podcasts. But in case you didn't know, and in case that was not one of them, podcast number 112 I specifically recorded for women. And basically what it does is it leads them through all of the fears and misconceptions about pegging and replaces that with accurate information. And that is how someone becomes, it not only learns more about it, but can become more comfortable about it because they're given accurate information. Education is great for calming fears and correcting misconceptions. And it does a lot of that, but it also very much emphasizes the relationship itself. And probably how difficult this is for you to ask for, why you like it, all these different things. So in case number 112 was not one of the podcasts she listened to, please listen to it yourself first, and then listen to it with her or ask her if she will listen to it after you decide if it's the right thing for her or not, because only you can decide that as her partner. Okay, but if you've already done that, then the other thing I might suggest is take it really slow. Start doing a little bit of ass play. If she likes ass play, offer it to her and do some anal foreplay maybe before you do PIV, which stands for penis and vagina. You can do that. Now, it is not unknown or uncommon even to have women who are totally down with playing with their guys' asses, but they really don't want any receptive anal play going on. They're just not interested in receiving any kind of ass play. So just because you want that ass play doesn't mean she has to have it too. Allow for individuality and know that just because she may not want it doesn't mean that she won't do it on you. So that's one thing. You were asking about what equipment would work the best for her. You know, the Aslan Leather Minx is an incredibly sexy harness. And basically, it's the best harness out there for anybody. And the other option, if she would prefer it, it might help her feel a little bit more sexy about it and might be something she would prefer, is the spare parts harnesses also have the Sasha and the Bella, which are two beautiful harnesses that have garter attachments. So she could like dress up and look all sexy with the stockings and the whole deal. And that might be something she would enjoy. I don't know whether she enjoys the sexy feminine stuff and being dressed up or not. But those are excellent harnesses. They fit really well. They're very comfortable. And I would hold off on the double. She is just getting into this. It sounds like she is not eager because you're using the word reluctant. So the double is an extra layer of complexity. When you first start fucking someone as a woman, it's not easy. It's an athletic event, and you need to get used to it, and you need to learn how to do it. If you have one more thing to think about, like the toy being inside you as opposed to on the outside of you, and also if you, sir, who wrote the letter in, have all of these expectations about, I want her to get off too, don't do that. Allow her to learn it on her own. And tell her, well, just until you get used to doing this, we can just have this one. And because there are single flare-based dildos that have vibes in them that are awesome. For example, if you are just beginning in all of this, the Harmony is a good size. It is a single dildo with a wonderful insertion point for a vibe that will give her plenty of clitoral stimulation. I'm going to put the link for that in the Linkorama. It's also the best when it's paired with the Wee Vibe Tango. That's the best bullet vibe around. Strongest, waterproof, rechargeable, you get the idea. But I really wouldn't buy a double to start with. No. That's like a varsity toy for pegging. It is. I think it's best to allow the giver to learn how to fuck first. And you kind of mention everything else like lube. I'm going to put links to all of these things as well. I'm going to put a link to both the Sasha and the Bella harnesses that I think might appeal to her, a link to the Minx, a link to the lube, and I do suggest actually that she sit down with you and she chooses it, because you can do the best you can and get some equipment, but A, I think it's important for her to be able to sit down with you and look at something and be okay with it and be comfortable with it, or at least try and get past her fears of being embarrassed and feeling uncomfortable about it, to be part of the decision and pick that equipment out, because she would prefer one thing over another, rather than have you just sort of go, well, I think this is probably the best for her and I'm just going to buy this stuff. Involve her in this decision if at all possible. The links for all of those will be in the Linkorama. Good luck to you, sir, and when it happens, please write us the story, let us know, and I will play that music for you. Good luck. Okay, I think we're done. My next webinar is going to be Sunday, March 10th at 12:30 p.m. And by the way, if you've just been dying to take a webinar and I'm not scheduling them at a time that works for you, just shoot me an email and let me know. I'd be happy to schedule one at a time that's convenient for you. You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotica, and the forum. Pegging101.com is for informational pegging articles only with no kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps. You'll find a sampling of those under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website. The Follow tab has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, and check out my MeWe Pegging discussion group. If you order some sexy new toys from Entice Me, please use the coupon code RIDER for 15% off of your entire purchase. Send your questions to Ruby at peggingparadise.com. No question is too exciting, too extreme, or too exasperating. Many listeners will learn along with you, so don't be shy. Throw those questions in my mailbox, or you can call me at 805-500-6544. Thanks for downloading and listening, everybody. You rock. Happy pegging.